Yeah? Okay, moving, we're good. Okay, so today's daf in Masechta Zadar, daf in Nun Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Friedman family, L'zecher Nishma, Sima Rafael Bas, Harav Tzvi Aryeh. Okay, so we are continuing our discussion of Inyanim of Tumah V'Tahara for another couple of lot. Actually, I think until the end of the Perek, it continues in various forms. So we are up to Ba'i Rava. Actually, today is going to have various items of Halacha L'Maisa related from the Tumah V'Tahara discussions. Says the Gemara, Ba'i Rava. Nemala, three lines from the bottom on Nun Aleph from a base. Three lines from the bottom. Rava asked, Nemala Shechasera Mahu. An ant that is missing a limb. Mahu, so what's the Halacha? We know that in a whole ant, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Makis, a whole ant is also to eat, even though it's less than a kezias. An entire whole bug is also to eat. So Mahu, what is the halacha? Shi'ura gemirin la v'hachaser. So do we say that one needs the entire shear in order to? We'll just do Tosfos for a minute. He explains it. Nemala shachaser Mahu. What exactly the question is? Second to last Tosfos. Damar beperagelu ein alokin ho'ochan nemala chayiv ala b'kol shehu. As we said, if somebody eats an entire bug, he's chayiv. Afal pi sheba kazayis. That's clear. Umiboyle, the question is, in Nixisu Ragleha, Shadain Yecholo Lichyos, Vadain Shembirya Aleha. If it's missing a part, but not an integral part, that it would be able to live without this leg, without this antenna. So is it still Usur? Shi'ur Gemirin La? Do we have the Mesorah that it's the shear that is what makes it Usur? You're right, it's less than a Kazayas, but it's still the size of an Amal is what's Usur, the Helchaser, and therefore it's missing here, therefore it wouldn't be Usur. Oh, Birya Gemira Lavaika. Or it's the creature, it's the Birya that is Usur, and that exists even without the leg. So this is the question. This is Usur, this is the issue of Birya. Just one point on Tosfos, then we'll talk about Birya in a second. So what exactly is the question? Tosfos says, as we just said, it could still live. So if it could still live, maybe it's like the whole, you don't really need that part. The Mefarish just has a little different line. Last three words of the Mefarish, the Amrinan Rubo Kekulo. Once you have Rubo, you say Rubo Kekulo, it's like the whole Birya, and therefore it would be good enough. So birya, the concept of birya exists on a doraisa level in terms of being asur mishum birya to eat, like the ant. If you eat a whole bug, so it's going to be asur. If it's only pieces of a bug, tiny pieces of a bug, then it might be batal. This is what some kashrus organizations use this in terms of giving heksherim to the pre-washed vegetables. If the pre-washed vegetables go under a power rinse, one of these very strong rinses, so they assume, the certain kosher organization, they assume that any type of bug is not whole anymore. Because the rinse was so strong that it was pulverized at the tiny little pieces, therefore it's going to be batel. Right? If it's whole, it's also to eat, but it's not going to be whole anymore. So therefore, and one doesn't have to search for it. So this is connected to that, the idea of a nemala shachasera. But the concept of birya comes up, yeah? If it has all of its limbs, if it's clearly dying, so it's still Usur. It's Usur. If it has all... what if it had a dead whole bug? What if it's already dead? It's still Usur. It's only an issue of Birya if it's missing that. Okay, so Birya is a concept to arise in terms of eating the actual Birya. You get Malkus. But there are a number of applications that we know of Birya on a Durabanam level. Number one is that Birya is not Batel. A Birya is not Batel. Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya, in Simin Kuf, Birya, Hainu, Nimala, an ant, Oof Tame, or a Tame bird, V'Gid Hanashe, an entire Gid Hanashe, V'Ever Menachai, U'Beitza Sheishba Afroach, V'Chayotze Bohan, all of these are considered an entire item, a Birya, and therefore, Afilu Be'elef Lo Betela. It's not bottled even in a thousand. So if you see an entire ant, an entire bug, that goes into your pot, and you know the whole thing is in there. You just can't find it anymore. It's an entire bug. It's not batel. It's not batel. You've got to be worried. You've got to be worried, unless you can take it out, if you see it still. But if it's a whole one, it's batel. The Taz says, Chashivas debir yidlo te betela havi midrabanan. This is a didrabanan, that an entire bug is not batel. Kivash minat Torah yish chashivas delokan alaki lasa afilu hipachot mikazayas. Midoraisa, if you eat the whole bug, so that you're chayim malchus. So you see the Torah gives it chashivus, even if it's not a kezayis, so the Rabbanon followed suit, and they enacted certain laws to give it chashivus. What's the nafkamina? Safek. The nafkamina linyan safek. Let's say you're not sure if something's a birya or not. You're not sure if the whole item fell in. If it was missing a wing. If it was missing a... So it's a safek derabanan. Safek derabanan lakula. But nafkamina linyan safek. He have a birya olav. He sveka derabanan ubatel. V'chein bol chol dvarib jarbina lakamam. All the things, says the Taz in this simon. Chatich arilas kabe, darashim minyan. They're all derabanan. Midaraisa, almost everything's batel. That's what he continues. So this is a din d'rabbanan that birya is not batel. The Shulchan Aruch, interesting, then has three klalim about limitations of birya. Limitations of birya. Number one, v'ein lo din birya el imkenu davar sheish hayibochius. Birya is only something that was alive. The Gemara talks about why isn't a whole wheat kernel, a whole wheat kernel, is that birya? The whole item. Chita. Or a whole anything. So the Gemara says, no. Only a davar sheish bo chiyus. It's got to be alive. It's got to be an animal. It's got to be or it used to be an animal. All the examples. An oftami, an amala, gid anasha came from a person. La fuke chita achash al iser. Right? I have one chita of tevel. Number one. Number two. Sarach shei davar sheaser mitchilas biryaso. It's got to be something that was aser originally. What if you have a whole piece of nevela? A whole piece of nevela. So a kosher animal that was nisavel. It's not a birya. It's not a birya. La fuki oftar shit is nabel. Vishara niskal. It's also not a birya. And number three, tsarach shihei davar shalem. It's got to be whole. It's got to be whole. Shem yechalek ein shmo alav. Once it's cut, it's not the birya anymore, and therefore it's not going to be us. So those are examples of birya when it comes to isurim. So we know midal rice is usher to eat it. Midrabanan, it's not batil. And it's got to be, though, all of these rules and regulations. This comes up in the opposite direction. We mentioned this, I think, a couple weeks ago. And that is by brachas. By brachas. And that is, what if you eat a whole something that's less than a kezayis? So you always have to make a bracha rishona. Whatever you put into your mouth, you got to make a bracha rishona. What about a bracha achrona? What if you eat, this is the shaila that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, one grape. If you eat one grape, so based on Tosfos and brachas, do you have to make an al ha'etz there? One grape. So this says the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yud. Reish Yud. This is the Simon about Shiurim. Ha'ochal pachos bi kezayis. Va'ashos ha'pachos bi revias. Be'berach b'tchila bracha ruilos. Amin. If you eat less than a kezayis, drink less than a revias, yes, bracha beforehand. U'la'ach revina bracha of klal. Afterwards, no bracha. V'yesh mistafkin lomar. There are those that have a doubt. Sha'al davar shehu kibir yaso. Something that is, and it is created. Kagon, gargil shel enav, one grape, o shel rimon, shemavarchim la'acharav aval b'shem bo kezayis. They're not sure. You ate a davar chashev, so maybe you have to make an ala eitz. Lochein nachon lizahir. The Shulchan Aruch says, therefore, don't eat one grape. Shelalecho birya pachos b'kezayis. Don't eat one grape. Because if you eat one grape, you could put yourself into a safek. The Shulchan Aruch does add, it's only called a birya if it's as was, right? Achlu kamo shehu. But if you took it, avalokach garin mimenu, let's say you took out the pit. You took out the pit, you pitted anything, so that's not called birya anymore. Even if, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if the pit is inedible. Even if it's an inedible pit, you wouldn't eat it anyway. But still, in terms of the bracha, if it's taken out, it's not called a birya, and therefore you go by the regular shiurim. The Mishnah Berurah also adds, very important, and that is in the Shar HaTzion. What if you cut it up first? What if you have, well, we know in terms of safety. For children, you know, we're supposed to cut, have the grapes. So if you have the grapes, also the Shar HaTzion says, also, you don't have to worry about anything. Once if you eat a half a grape, you for sure don't worry about birya. Because, you know, it's not a birya anymore. You only ate half a grape. You first cut it in half. That's what the Shar HaTzion says. In the Pesukei Teshuvah, he mentions, you have to cut it before you make the bracha. You can't make the bracha and then cut it. Because it was already chal on it. And also, you can't like cut it and like still a little connected by the peels. Sometimes you like cut it, yosazayin, right? It's still connected, but no, it's not good enough. It's got to be half. And also, you have to swallow each one separately. Right? If you eat a half, then you put the other half, the element's still in your mouth, it could be that it's also called a birya. So therefore, you want to make sure you either eat a bunch of grapes or only eat half a grape and swallow it each time. And then one more point, and I'll take the question. Pitzchei Tshuvos also here quotes from Rav Avadia that maybe it doesn't only apply to a grape. Let's say you eat a whole wedge of an orange. A whole orange wedge, an entire orange wedge. Maybe that's also called birya. Right? Gargiri tiras. Right? One little thing of a corn. Or, right, because the Gemara talks about sharbit gadol migargir shal rimon. Right? It talks about one piece of grain that goes on a stalk. And the Gemara says that's not good enough because it didn't have chiyus. But if it did have chiyus, it doesn't matter if it grew with other things. So even one wedge of an orange. Do you have to make a birya nefashos on one wedge of an orange? So most of us don't just eat one wedge of an orange. Maybe that's also a birya. It's an entire item. And therefore, it says maybe not to eat that to put yourself into a suffix. Okay. Yeah. Because ein bochius. I'm sorry. I don't know. The poskim are maybe on a drabbanan level. You're right. What's the difference between the wheat and these fruit? Tosfos already asked about the grapes. So what's the difference between the fish? I'm not sure. There has to be an answer to that question. It's an obvious question. So I have to work on it. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue. So that's the discussion of birya that comes up. So back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, if you have an ant that is missing a part of it, it's missing a leg, so what is the halacha? And Tosa says, but it can still live without the leg. So do we say the Torah asur the shear of this ant, and therefore it's missing, or it's still called a birya? So says the Gemara, Amar Yudami Diskarta. Yudami Diskarta says, Tashma. Bohem Yochel Bikulon. Bahem, it says by the bugs, Yachal Bakulon. You might think you have to touch the whole item; it has to all be there in order to make yourself tami. Tamalar mayhem from them, only part of them. E mayhem Yachal Miksas. And you might think only part of them has to be there. Tamalar Bahem, the whole item. So Haketzad Ashe Yiga b'Miksas and Shehuka Kulon. When do you make yourself tame? If you touch a bug, only dead bugs are tame. Right, a whole bug is not a live bug is not matame you. It has to be a recently dead bug that it's still moist. That's what the Mishnah says in Caleb. So says the Brisa, you have to touch a part of it that's like the whole. So what does that mean? V'shiru chachamim b'ka'adasha, the size of a lentil. The bug has to be at least the size of a lentil. Why? Shakein hachomet, because the chomet. Some say it's a lizard, some say it's a snail. Hachomet tchilas b'yasa b'ka'adasha. Because a chomet, when it is born, the beginning of the chomet's life, it's a lentil size. So you see, a birya has the status of a birya when it's even a lentil size. So shmamina shiur gemiralos. But what do you see from this brisa, says the Gemara? It must be that if you're missing a leg, it's not good enough. Because shiur gemiralos, because a chomet, even without a leg, might still live. It's even less than a nadasha. Even less than a lentil size should be usher. But you see, the smallest size the price it goes down to is an adasha, which is an entire chomet. Why didn't it go smaller? It must be that if it's any smaller, if it's missing any limb, it's not called a birya anymore, and therefore it is not usher. Says the Gemara, no. Yeah.
If it only is matami if it's dead, why did Tosfos say that?
But it's the type of limb that if it would be missing, it wouldn't take its life. It would still have chiyus. That's just a din in shiurim. So it says the Gemara, no raya. Amar of Shmaya, ki be'inan shiura, dibid delo havya ka'adasha, lo metame, delo nafla banashama. When do we say that it needs the shear, and without it, it wouldn't be good? That's only when it's originally born. Because a chomet can't live when it's born when it's missing a limb. Originally, it can't live, so that's why it goes to that small. But av nafla b'neshama, it could be that once it has a neshama, meaning once it's alive, later in life, it's an adult chomet, so lo, it could be that it doesn't need it, and it would be called the birya even without it. So there's no raya that whether if it's missing a little limb, but it can still live, whether that's still called birya or not. So the Gemara says, tibay lecha, no answer given, it's still a question. Therefore, there's no answer given to this question. No, it doesn't mean it. We spoke a few days ago whether animals have a nefesh or not. So the Ramban in, what is it? What was it? Achremos? It doesn't really mean neshama. So it just means chiyus. Just means life. Just means life. Okay, period. So now we get back to the Mishnah. Right? All these 10 blot are based on that Mishnah back on Daf Memtes, which spoke about what is a Nazir Megaleachon, which types of Tumas and Taras. So the Mishnah mentioned that a Nazir is Megaleach, if he touches a dead body, a Kazayis from a dead body, Netzel, which we spoke about yesterday, Moli Tarvid Rekav, and then it gets into Shidra and Golgolas, the spine and the skull. says in the Mishnah. If a nazir is matami to a spine or a skull, then he's megaleach. So says the Gemara, Ibai lehu, shidra vugulgolas tanan, o dilma, o shidra, o gulgolas. Is it both or either or? Right? Do you need both or either or? What's the svar behind this suffix? Maybe it's about representation. Is the skull and spine an issue of representing a body? So maybe you need both. The head and the spine represent the body. Or is it a din and no, just chashiv parts of a body? Chashiv parts of a body, either one. So that's the question. Either or both. So the Gemara is going to have four tries to try to prove this. Three in Amud Aleph and one in Amud Beis. Try number one. Tashma says the Braisa, says the Tosefta, Shidra Shagirad Rov Ilain Sheba Tahora. A spine that's missing most of its vertebrae. It's tahar, meaning it's not matame, but ohel. Ube kever, but if you put an entire skeleton into a kever, afilu mishuberes umufarekas tameya, mebedea kever. So then it's going to be matame, because the kever, Tosis' lashon is, the kever is mitzarif. One, if it's all in the coffin, if it's all in one place, so it's mitzarif, and therefore, even if it's not connected anymore, it's still mitame mishimoel. Right? We have this in other places as well. We spoke about this in a less exotic context for hafrash shchala. Hafrash shchala, you want to be mafrash shchala, and, you know, let's say, what's a tziruf? So if it's all in the same bowl, that's enough of a hafrasha. Right? If a woman or a man forgot to take off challah and then it was already baked, what do? You put a big towel over all of them, your mitzari fit onto the towel, and then you can take off challah from one from the other. So again, the halacha of a sal, a basket, or some type of kli being mitzari, in terms of tumentara. Sometimes if you touch one part of the kli, the other part of the kli, what's in the other part of the kli is also mitame. So here too, the kever. The kever is mitzari. But what do you see from that, Brysa? Time of Shintagirate. Why is it not Mitame Ba'ol? Because this spine is missing most of its vertebrae. Halo Gire Tame. But if it wasn't missing most of its vertebrae, it would be Tame. Shmamina Oshidra Ogugalatani. So you see, it's either or. It's either or. By the way, this is very halakha lamaisa. For let's say Kahanim, you know, sometimes they have, forget, Kohanim going to medical school is a separate issue. But let's say you go to an office. Kohanim go to a doctor's office, and the doctor has part of a skeleton sitting there. It has a skull or a spine, yeah? Oh, so A, Goyim are not Matame Ba'ohel. So let's assume, according to most, Goyim are not Matame Ba'ohel, and that's what we're makel on regarding, let's say, going into hospitals. But let's say it's a Jewish, let's say it's an Eretz Yisrael. So you don't know. Probably Rove Yehudim there. So it's a little different. Or, you know, maybe in terms of MAGA. Let's say it's on the table. let's say in the dentist's office. Let's say the dentist has a real skull there with teeth. Right, with teeth there, so you maga. Not just a matame, but maga, but masa, just not matame, but ohel. Right, so it's halakha lamaisa, it's just the skull. So you need the skull and the spine or not. So says so we tried to prove from here, doesn't this prove either or? So Gemara said, no, haloktani, don't be matame, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that if it had all the vertebrae, it would be matame. Hakamashblan, all it's telling me is the chirigiri tahore. If it doesn't have it, it's tahor. But idach tibaylacha, if it does have it, you might need the skull there too. There's no raya. So, number one, knocked out. Number two, Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shisha Dvarim Rabbi Akiva Matame V'Chacham Matarin. Six items, Rabbi Akiva says Tameh, and the Chachamim say Tahar. V'Chozer Bo Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was Chozer Bo from those six items. We're going to list those six items later on. But before we get there, there was a story that somebody brought a whole box of bones to the Tarsiyim Shul. Who's the Tarsiyim? The Tarsiyim is a type of profession. The coppersmiths. They brought it to the coppersmith shul. Let's finish the story, and then we'll talk about that line. V'hinuchu ba'avir, and they left it in the courtyard of the shul, because they didn't want the shul to become tamei, mishum oel. They didn't want to tell all the kohanim to have to leave. So v'nichnas todos harofe, v'chal harofe mimo. And all of a sudden, they called all the doctors in. They say, doctors, we need you. Right here. Right. They need the professionals. What kind of bones are these? Is this a body? Is this a whole body? The Yamru, and Todos stands up and says, Todos has fame of eating sli on Pesach night. Right, but he's also involved in other areas of the Gemara. So they brought him in, V'amru, Ein kan shidru mis'echad. There's no spine here from one mace, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So the Gemara is bedayik. Time from Todos. Time of deleka shidru de mechada. Oh, the only reason it's not a problem is because there's no spine from one person. Ha'ika, O Shidra Ogul Golos de Mechada, Nozem Megalechala, but if there would be, Bidaik and Tudus is Lashon, if there would have been a spine from one person, it would have been Metame. Just the spine. just the spine. So doesn't that show that it's just the spine? Shmamina o shidra ogo golastanan. Splash with the Mishnah saying either or. Mar again says, Lomi boy ka'amar. No, really, don't be medai from Todus' words. Lomi boy shidra. He's just saying, not only is there no shidra and gogolas from one mace, el afilu o shidra bimeis echad, o gogolas bimeis echadaka. There's not even a spine or a skull from one mace. But it doesn't mean that if there would be, it would be good enough. So again, don't be medaik. Try number two is rejected. Actually, the Gemara here says that the story happened in the Beis HaKnesses Shel Tarsiyim. Dr. Irving Levitz has a fascinating article in one of the Journal of Contemporary Halachic Contemporary Societies about talking in shul, about the halachic and hashkafic and social implications of talking in shul. So there he quotes this Gemara, where it comes up a number of times, where you see, in the old, even the Bezmana Gemara, people had shuls like my professionals. Right? You have the doctor's shul and the lawyer's shul and the businessman's shul. Yeah, that. It's yeah. But why do people have that? Why do people have those kind of shuls? They like to daven together? With people, what are they doing? Maybe there's some kind of social connection in shul. Beis HaKnesses Shel Tarsiyim goes all the way back to the Gemara, right? You don't need the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara that fleshes this all out is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph, right? We spent time on this then. It's the Gemara about the flag waving shul, right? The shul in Alexandria, which was so huge they couldn't even hear the chazan. So what happens? Says the Gemara, Daf Nun Aleph, Ubima Shel Eitz Bemse Isa. There was a wooden bima in the middle. We spoke about the Chassam Sofer's Shuvah, that the Bima is not supposed to be in the front, because that's Chukos HaGayim, it's supposed to be in the middle of the shul. That's why Be'emsa Isa, that word is important. The Chazan HaKnesses Omeid Aleha, and the Gabbai stands on there, V'sudar and Biyado, and he has handkerchiefs. The Kivish Yigilanos Amein, once it comes to say Amein, Hala Amein if Besudar, he waves the handkerchief, Chalam Ona Amein, and everybody answers Amein. The Lohaya Yoshe Muravin, they didn't sit mixed up. Ella, Zahavin b'fnei atzman, the gold workers, the Kasafim, silver workers, v'nafachin, v'tarsiyim, v'gardiyim, they all sit in separate sections. Ukisha'ani nechnasham, and when somebody comes into the neighborhood, and has a certain profession, and he wants to get hired, hayamakir bali umanuso, v'niftan l'sham. He used to like, oh, okay, where are the lawyers? Okay, I'm going to sit there. Umisham panasaso parazan jebeso. And they got to schmoozing, hopefully not during davening, but that's where they got to, So you see, even Bezmana Gemara, like-minded people sat together. And the Sharm Tzeren Balacha quotes here other Gemaras where people from different places used to sit together. People from different countries of origin used to sit together. Harei danashim mikol medinu medinu nitztarfu v'nisachta la'asos lam beis ha'knesses b'fnei atzmam. Why? Because everybody's used to their own menhagim. Everybody's used to their own way of talking, their own way of doing things, their own way of davening. So, v'gam k'mo she'anach l'ram bizmaneinu. She's asa b'har medinus. Everybody likes to have their own way of doing it. Even though me'ikar hadin, you don't have to talk the same way to be motzi somebody. Right, in terms of a different accent and a different emphasis, you don't have to. You know, we're machmir for barsha zachar chumra gabi chumra gabi chumra, but really, you don't need that. Really, it's anybody can be motzi. He says, after all, you think every one of the shvatim talk the same? You think Zvulun and Naftali and Reuven and Shimon, they all sounded the same? They probably sounded a little different. What Ephraim and Manasseh for sure, right? So they probably sounded a little differently. Still, you don't find any mucker that says one shevet can't be motzi another shevet than anything. So he says, you know, yes, they might have had separate shuls or separate areas in shuls, but of course, kolano eshecha. Okay. Source number three. So we still have not proven whether you need just the spine on the head or the head or both. Toshma mi minyana. So let's go back to the line that we quoted before from the minyan. Uma hein shisha dvarim shebi kivim matame v'chametarin. What are the six items? There would be kiva setame, the chum setar, and there would be kiva with chozerbo. So, we're going to read this whole proof first, and then we'll come back to talk about two things. So, what are the six things? Al aver min hachai sheba mishne mesim. If you have an aver, sorry, I skipped one. Al aver min hames sheba mishne mesim. An aver from a mace that comes from two mesim, meaning you somehow reconstructed a limb, and you took parts of two mesim to reconstruct a limb. So, is that matame or not? That's a machlokas. V'yal eiver menachai shebab mishnei b'nei adam. Also eiver menachai, a limb from two live donors that you reconstructed. It's also a machlokas. V'yal chatzi kav atzamos shebab mishnei mesim. On half a kav of atzamos that come from two mesim. V'al revi'ez dam shebab mishnei dam haba mishnayim. On revi'ez dam that comes from two. V'yal etzam kesar shenech lach l'shtayim. You have a bone that's split into two. Barley seed size of a bone, which is metame, but it's split into two. V'hashidra v'hagogoles. Count them up. How many are there? Count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of them. So says the Gemara. These 6. So there are 7. So if you say Shidrin and Golgolas are separate, then there are 7. So it must be they go together. So the Gemara is about to say 4 ways to get out of it. Before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about this, Bryce. Number one is one point of Lumdus, and that is you have all these machlokos about if it comes from two mesim, it comes from two mesim. Rabbi Akiva, in all of those cases, say it's tame, even if it comes from two, and the Chum say not. Rabbi, I forgot to bring it. I brought it on Friday because it was came up on that daf too. I forgot to bring it today. Rabbi Gnack has a sefer on Sanhedrin, the Birchas Yitzchak, and there in the Siman Beis, he quotes this machlokas about dam haba mishnei mesim comes up in Yesh Im L'Mikra, Yesh Im L'Mesoris, the beginning of Masechas Sanhedrin. So there he talks about it. He says, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas about? Dam Revi'ez Dam Habav Yishnei Mesim. Do we say that that Revi'ez Dam is a representation of a mace itself? Or do we say no? It's just a Din in Shiurim. It's Din in Shiurim. It's not a Din. So if you say it's a Din, it's a representation of the mace itself, a Revi'ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, and it's a Revi'ez Dam, so you need from one mace. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, even from two, why? Because it's not a representation of two mesim, of a mace. It's just a Din and Shiurim. Revi'ez Dam is Matame. What's a raya to this? Unbelievable. Back on a Gemara that we did on Yontif. Menachem did this, I think, the last day of Yontif. Turn back, if you, I don't know if you have it in that volume, to Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara there, if you remember, lists off 10 Revi'os. Remember that Gemara? There are 10 Revi'os. And the Gemara says, what are those 10 Revi'os? Revi'as Yain Lanazir, Vosa Pesach, a Revi'as for Dalet Kosos, Revi'as Yalat to go into the Beis HaMikdash, all the 10 Revi'os. So one of them listed is Revi'as Yain Venichas LaMikdash Chayev. Where is it? Detanya Minyan, Revi'as Dam, Shiyotze Mishnei Mesim, Shumatami Ba'ohel, Shinemar, Akonachos Mesil Yavo. Right, you see, Revi'as Dam, the cluster of two Mesim. Ask Rabbi Ganak, why did Korbi Kiva Shita? We're trying to prove Revi'as. So we have to daf quote Revi'as that it could come from two mesim. Why don't you quote the Rabbanan? Or Revi'as Dam that comes from one mesim. Just quote Revi'as Dam. What are you daf quoting Rabbi Akiva for? He says, no, because these are dafka 10 Revi'os that are shi'urin in Revi'as. According to the Rabbanan, it's dafka from one mesim. That's not a din in Revi'as. That's a din in representation of the body. Only according to Rabbi Akiva, who says mishnei mesim. That's a din in, it's a din in shi'urin in Revi'as. That's why dafka on daf lamed ches, it quotes Revi'as Dam according to Rabbi Akiva, and not according to Rabbanan. If not, it's not, it's a strong kasha. Why do you only call Rabbi Akiva for? Okay, back to our Gemara. Back to our Gemara, Daf Nun Beis. So again, the Gemara quoted these 7 items, /6, that is a machloka between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So just to pick up on 2 of the lines here. Aver min ha-meis haba mishnei meisim. So if you have a limb that comes from from two dead bodies. If you do reconstruction surgery and you take it, you're allowed to take limbs from a dead person? Here we're talking about Tumah Tahara. Are you allowed to organ transplants from a dead donor? Right? This is what we're talking about here. Here we're not talking about mutar asr. So number one, the first issue is, are you allowed to touch a niftar? Right? The autopsy issue. So again, 99.9% of the poskim say no way. Right, you can't. We paskin unless there's sakaras tefashus, you know, mamish in front of you. Rabbi, Dr. Abraham in Nishmas Avram in Simin 349. I have the English one here. Shin Mem Tes. It's in Hilchas Avelos. Isser Hana Min Hameis. So there he quotes 5 reasons in the poskim. A beautiful summary regarding not touching a niftar. Number one, Bizoyan Hameis. Bizayin Hameis, based on the Pesukim and Parshas Kisetzeh, you have to even take down the ones who were hanged. Number 2 is Hana'a min Hameis. Isser Hana'a min Hameis, according to most Rishonim, is an Isser Daraisa. Isser Hana'a min Hameis. According to most Poskim, it's also prohibited by Torah law. Shlomo Zalman writes, this includes watching an autopsy in order to learn medicine. He writes this in the Mincha Shlomo. Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Beis, Simin Sadek Zayin. He said he was asked by someone that maybe I should be able to watch an autopsy because after all, kol marav areach ain bo mishum me'ila. Right? We know looking at the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Yisrael Darais. I'm just looking. What am I doing? They're doing it. I'm just looking. Kol marav areach ain bo mishum me'ila. So he says, I can't believe you make that comparison. He says, first of all, dehainu davka kechit yehudlaka beheter. When can you benefit from the Beis HaMikdash? If you didn't do anything, you're looking at the Beis HaMikdash. Nobody's doing any Averis. So you're looking at the Beis HaMikdash. Or you smell the ashan from the ketores. Okay, nobody did anything wrong there. But here there's mamash aveira being done. So that's not the same thing. As an enemy also are ein bo mishamoel, aval halokech psilo. Let's say you lit a flame of hektish. So you want to benefit from it. You're allowed to do that? No. There's a mice involved here. That's a problem. You can't do that. So here, chot can be zemo bepsara mesu machalano. So here they're mamish doing isurim. So that's not, you can't just watch that. So that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Rav Tzvi Pesach, similar as the tshuva in Reish Ayin Ches. He's a little more lakula. Maybe he's only gram. Maybe he's only gramana. But either way, the poskim are not supportive of this. But anyway, back to the issue of the autopsy. So number one, bizayin ames. Yeah? The hana that you're getting is information. Hana that you're getting information. You're being nene from observing. So that's what he assumes. He assumes komar vareach is only when there's no maisa avera that caused it. So again, back to the autopsy. So number one, bizayin ames. Number two, isra namin ames. Number three, you're delaying the mitzvah of kfura. According to many, the mitzvah of kfura is daraisa. Some say it's darabana, but either way, delaying the mitzvah of kfura. Some say he also quotes that there's a it's kasha l'neshama. Kasha l'neshama to deal with the guf. This comes up in many cases. I think it came up last Shabbos. On last Shabbos' daf about exhuming litzarech. So we weren't allowed to exhume a niftar litzarech, litzarech to go to Eretz Yisrael, litzarech to go. So again, this is the part of the issue that comes up in the Mefarshim. Exhuming. So there's a line in the Sefer Chasidim. Tav shin sama gimel. Hanishama roe masha osin leguf achar misa. The neshama is aware of what happens to the guf. And this is not just the Sefer Chasidim, the Rishon. What? Because you're doing something with the guf. So if you're doing it for a good purpose, maybe it'll be mutter. That's what the Rashba has a tshuva. Where is this tshuva here? I have it here, and then we'll get into our issue. Rashba has a tshuva. Ruvain Siva B'shas Petiraso, Shiyisu Oso, Likbar Oso, Almachin Kuresav Oso. Ruvain says, bury me in my family plot. But what happened? Ruvain died somewhere else. And it just so happened, it was an Ones, they didn't have time to get it, so they buried Ruvain wherever he was. Now the Shaila was, his children want to take him and bury him in the family plot. But listen to this Shaila. But they were there now, it was going to take a long time for the body to disintegrate, and it was impossible to take the body as it was, whatever the case was. They wanted to do something to the body to smear the niftar with something so that it disintegrates faster, so they'll be able to carry it to bury it in Makom Avosav. That was the Shiloh the Rashba got. So the question is, are you allowed to do that? The Rashba says, mutter. The Rashba says mutter in that case, because it's all with Sarah Kavad Ames. Even actively causing Ichul to happen quicker. It's mutter with Sarah Kavad Ames. Says in all these cases, Arev lo la'adam lios nikbar eitz alavosav. Right, he quotes from Yaakov Avinu, Kivru osi alavosai. So he says all these cases, there was a story be'irenu also that it happened. But that's why we have many kulas regarding this issue. So anyway, that's generally autopsies we know are usur. But what about, as we just said, what about taking a limb from a mace? That's what this Gemara is talking about, right? A grafting from two mason. So that hardly comes up because most limbs of a mace and most organs of a mace aren't good anymore. So there's one or two cases that it's lamaisa. Where does it come up? The doctors in the audience? Cornea. That's what the post can talk about. Cornea transplants. Is there any issue of cornea transplant? Any problem with cornea transplants? So that is a big discussion in the postgame. Rav Tzvi Pesach in the Har Tzvi. Is it? We have to go through the issues. Is it bizayin ames? Is it isra anamin ames? So Rav Tzvi Pesach and Simin Reish Ayin Zayin says it's mutter. You know why? It's pachas mikazayis. That's his svara. It's pachas mikazayis. He's certainly applied to kazayis. It's pachas. I chati shir asur min haTorah. He doesn't think that's an issue here. Because that's only by Chazilas Tarufe. But here there's no Chazilas Tarufe. It can never combine for a Kazayas. So that's why he allows it. It's him in Reish Ayin Zayin. Rav Ovadia, Kedarka Bakodesh, has a lengthy discussion of this, where he is matir also, for various reasons. He quotes one Svara, which the Shevim Yehuda of Unterman made famous. And that is, you know why it's not Yisra Anam and Ames? Because it becomes alive. It becomes part of you. It's not Yisra Anam, it's not Bizayin Hames. It becomes you. Becomes alive. So he quotes that svara along with other svaras as based on Summa Chashav Kames, like the Gemara we had. The amazing tzarech that's here to give a person sight, he says, you can't imagine that tzarech, he says, you find so many other places. You find the Sholu Meshiv has a tshuva where somebody was buried, he quotes, And the wife, there was a siman, the wife wasn't there at the kvura, and the wife wanted to take her husband out in order to get a siman so that she could get married again. So she's not an aguna. And the Sholem Eishav allowed them to do it, to take her out, even though it's going to be taking the nifter out, because there's a tzorach gadol ma'od, allow the woman to get married again. So he says, to give a person sight. Unbelievable, unbelievable what type of tzorach this is, and therefore, he says, lakula, even if you're suma ba'achas me'enav, even if you have sight in one eye, says a Ravadia here, he says, you know, we could for sure be mekel. Maybe a firm doctor shouldn't be the one to take it out. But if a patient comes, unless you have a cornea bank, or, you know, it's already there, so he says, I'm not so sure whether a rofe dati should actually take out the cornea, but once it's out, there's no problem with using it in terms of Isser Hanam and Ames. So that is a big discussion of donors who are dead already, so that's why there's not much. Again, this relates to the brain death issue, which we're not getting into now. The other one, the next line of the Brisa, is from live donors. Aver min hachai, shabam mishtei b'nei adam. What about aver min hachai? So that is a larger discussion. That's we've discussed in the past. Kidney transplants. We mentioned that halacha lemaisa. It seemed that this type of situation was not a chiyuv. It was a reshus. Right? Meaning to put yourself into a suffix sakana in order to save somebody from a vade sakana. A person is going to give away one of their kidneys. So right, it's a suffix sakana. Who knows what's going to happen down the line? Whether other kidney, rachman al-islam, something's going to happen too. So we pass in that there's no obligation. In that case, it's a suffix, it's a reshus. So Yerushalmi says it's a chiyuv, but right, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote that Yerushalmi, and therefore we paskin it is a reshus in that situation. So where does it come up? What do you give from live donors? You give kidneys. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. It's so common now, but Rav Moshe has a tshuva. What about giving blood? What about giving? Are you allowed to give blood? So of course. Well, who doesn't give blood? Doesn't give blood. But originally, before it came common, Rav Moshe was asked, "Are you allowed to give blood?" So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. What about this Chavallah? You're wounding yourself. There's no mamish pikuach nefesh in front of you. So you're going to put it in a bank that will use it. And what about, is there a difference between Jews, non-Jews? So says the, so Moshe writes, he says, in the first paragraph, L'chor should be answer. There's no sakana in front of you. And therefore, you're being chobel yourself. But then he says, it can't be though. Why? Because look throughout the Gemara. Every fourth daf in Gemara, people were being makers dumb, bloodletting. Right, people are bloodless. So you see, there's something good about letting out your blood. Even though we don't understand it anymore, says Rav Moshe, even though nishtanu ativim, maybe that's already enough to be somechan. Because people used to bloodlet, so maybe there's a little smach. He says, okay, you're going to tell me it's nothing. You're going to tell me nishtanu ativim lagamre, and there's nothing. So he says, still, bavadai, gamata ika gamrefuad, lo yeshinu godol kolkach. So he says, it can't be a total shinui. And also today, they take it out. There's no tsar. It's just a procedure that everybody goes through. He says, l'chora, it shouldn't be usser. And it's a tsarach that people need it. And his lashon isn't so l'chadchila. Harotza l'hakel in limchosbo. Kivin shi svar gadola. That's his medium lashon. Anyway, the minhag olam is to be mekel regarding this area because of the mitzvah gedola and the kiddush Hashem that's also involved here. So generally, we are mekel. Okay, we got to go further. But again, this is the issue of a transplant. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that we have a proof from here because it says these are the six things that they argue about and there are seven on the list. So shidrin and gogolas must be separate. So the Gemara says, no. Four answers, take off something else on the list. The six on the list should only be places where Rabbim argue on Rabbi Akiva. The bone one that split, only a Yachid argues. So Tosa says erase that one. So machlokes between Yechidim, so take that one off the list. Number two, Vibayisema, Kiktani Aver Min HaMeis. Aver Min HaChai Loktani. Take Aver Min HaChai off the list. We're only talking about Mesim. Vibayisema number three, Kiktani Kalecha Denazim Kalecha Ahalo. Lafuke Etzim Kisaor Delo. Only have on the list things that are Matami Ba'ohel. The bone is not Matami Ba'ohel, and therefore take it off the list. Vibayisema, fourth, Kiktani Kalecha Dehadarbe. Only things that are listed there where Rabbi Akiva was Choserbo. Lafuke Revias Dam Delo Hadarbe. About Revias Dam from two Mason, Rabbi Akiva would never retract his Shita. So take that one off the list. Da'amarli Rabbi Labar Kapara. Rabbi said Labar Kapara. Don't put that Rabbi Yisdam on the list where he retracted. Shaharei limudo Rabbi Akiva biyado. What does that mean? Tamudo biyado. He always reviewed. He reviewed and reviewed and reviewed constantly, and therefore he for sure, you know, knew the halacha very well, and he never retracted. Tamudo biyado. The ode hamikra messiah, and also the simple pshat of the pasuk. supports him. Va'al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. Nafshos is plural. So you see it supports him that even if it comes from more than one meis. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon adds, ad yam avayim atame. All I know is, all his life, he said tame, he never retracted. Im mishameis chazerbo in yodea. If he retracted after he died, I'm not sure. That was the line of Reb Shimon. Tana, hushchru shirav ebrei ta'ani Yosef. Because he was mevaza his Rebbe, he talked so unseriously from his Rebbe, the rest of his life, he fasted so many days, his teeth became black. Because he was so upset that what he said, even in a joking fashion, he fasted so much. And the Rav Simcha Zissel is quoted here in the Birei Adav, you see, imagine, you know, what we say about our friends and about our Rebbe, you know, what do we do? Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. You know, we feel at it for about a minute. The rest of his life, he made a little joke. I'm not sure if my Rebbe was chozer bo after he died. That's the worst thing that we've said. And he spent the rest of his life fasting. Yeah. What? This is Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right? The Talmud of, yeah?
After the 21st time
he died, Rav Shimon bar Yochai is one of the five left. He's one of the five, okay? So he did this to Rabbi Akiva. Did this Rabbi Akiva. I assume, right, this was the next, right, after Lo Nagu Kavod. He didn't want it to happen again. Okay, Tashma. So, number four, in general. Again, we're still trying to prove both spine and head, or either or. So, number four. Tashma, the Tanya, Beishamei Omrim, Rova Atzamos Minho Atzamim Omishtayim Omishlosha. Beishamei says, a quarter of a kav of bone is mitameh, as long as it comes from two or three bones. One bone is not good. It has to be at least from two or three bones. Ubeisilo omrim, rova menagvia, me rova binyan, and me rova minyan. No, it's even more. It's got to come either from most of the supporting limbs of the body, or most of the body, right? More than half of the bones. Amr of Yeshua, Yechalni Lassos, Kedivri Beishamei, Vedivri Beisilo, Ke'echad. Maybe there's no machlokas here between Beishamei and Beisilo. She Beishamei, Omer Mishtayim, Omer Shlosha. When Beishamei says two or three, what does he mean? He means from two or three that support the body. Mishnei Shokayim, V'yarech Echad, or Mishnei Yerachayim, V'shok Echad. From two shins and a thigh, or from two thighs and a shin. Hovru of Govu Shaladim, Migova. Those are the ones that support the body. So when Beishamei says two or three, he means two or three supporting bones. Ubeisil omer minagvia, omerov binyan. And Beisil just adds on one, rov binyan, which is exactly what Beishamei said, meaning two or three supporting bones. Or he also adds on another one, merov binyan, meaning more than half of the bones. Hovru yeshna b'mifrkei yadayim v'raglayim. Because even without the supporting parts, if you just look in the bones of the hands and the feet, there are so many of them. So that'll be good enough, even if you don't have Rov Binyan. Shammai Omrer, Shammai has a third opinion. See, Beis Shammai argued on his Rebbe here. Afilu Etzem Min HaShidra. Right, and the Chinami, I think they just wanted to put Beis Shammai's all together. Shammai Omrer, Afilu Etzem Min HaShidra, Omenah Golgolos. No, even a bone from a Shidra or Golgolos is good enough. Mashma, that the first opinions don't hold that way. They say, no, you can't just have one bone from them. You need the whole thing. But mashma one is enough. The Shidra or the Golgolas. The Gemara says, no, Shani Shami the Machmir. Don't bring me Raya's and Diyukim from Shammai, because he's very Machmir. Even one bone from it. But it could be the other opinions say that you need both, Shidra and Golgolas. Lishra Mina, so just to prove the opposite way. Taima the Shami the Machmir. Harabanan Adika Shidra Vilgolgolas. Slow. So maybe you can prove the other way, that the Chachamim say you need both. So Gemara says, no. Adkan lo pligi rabbanan le deshamei ela be'etzem echad asim min shidra u'minah golgolas. No, it could be that they argue and say, no, one bone is not good enough. Aval heichad isa be'enei afilu chad minon. But it could be one, meaning there's no raya from the words of Shammai. Period. One very important point that comes out of this whole Gemara, you see it's at a left field, but Tosas discusses, the Gemara here spoke about the shok and the yarech. What's the shok and what's the yarech? So Tosfos here, Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschol, where's the Tosfos here? In Dibur HaMaschol Amar, he speaks about what is the Lichora, about the sixth line of Tosfos Amar. Lichora Mashma, Mimas Nisan Dahasam, the Shok Lamatim in Arkuba V'Yorech Lamawa. It sounds like the Shok, which is the shin bone, and the Yorech, which is the thigh bone, is one on top of another. It sounds like the Gemara is identifying the Yorech as the thigh, meaning from the hip to the knee, and the Shok from the knee to the bottom of the foot. Why is that important? Brachas, shok b'isha erva. Major machlokas aposkim. What is the shok? What's called an erva? So, major machlokas aposkim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's not as the machlokas, Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. There's really a lot more on each side. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Ayin Hei Nilchus Kriyashma. Shok, what's a shok? A shok is through the knee, not below the knee. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that Shofi Isha Erva means at least through the knee has to be, meaning the knee has to be covered. Even while a woman's sitting, has to be covered. That's what's called, that's called Erva. The Chazon Ish is more, the Chazon Ish is nota. Other poskim say it beferish. The Chazon Ish is nota because he's not sure to say no even below. Basically, this Gemara is one of the riyas that shok is even below the knee, meaning all the way down to the bottom of the foot. That's also considered erva. Again, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It's only through the knee, and therefore below the knee is just based on minhag hamakom. That's not meikar adin. As long as the knee is covered, the rest is only based on minhag hamakom, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, if you want a summary of this in Kedoshim Tiyu, to Sefer in Yoni Tznias, he talks about this machlokas poskim. Exactly, what is shok? The Gemara says shok be isha erva. Gemara in Brachas. So the question is, what exactly is the shok? So you have to know, machlokas poskim, how do you define the shok? But everybody agrees that the knee is shok. Everybody agrees that. So that's got a hova haberchi b'chal shok l'chein abanos nashim albanos v'nashim lobosh chatzait shetachasetz berkaim gambar eis yeshiva. Right? The hilchas erva doesn't change when a woman's standing or when a woman's sitting. That doesn't change. So we have to be very careful about inyani tznius regarding that. But again, this is part of it about exactly what the definition is of show. Okay, we'll have to stop here. So yeah, it was sponsored by I announced it before, by the Freeman family. Was Echanesh Basi Marachal Bas Harav Sviari.